This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As Inauguration Week begins, defense officials say they have no evidence of any threats, but they are worried about a potential insider attack from service members sent to Washington to protect President-elect Biden and the activities and people around him. The AP's Julie Walker.
The FBI is screening the 25,000 National Guard troops being sent to Washington, D.C. for possible insider threats ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy tells the AP, with rioters involved in storming of the Capitol having military ties, they're being extra vigilant.
It's clearly something we need to be conscious of inside the entire formation.
The National Guard already goes through routine screenings. Now the FBI is also checking members out.
Look, taking second, third looks at every one of the individuals assigned to this operation.
I'm Julie Walker.
A law enforcement official tells the AP that a man arrested with a handgun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint in Washington on Friday was carrying a valid credential for inaugural events. It was not, though, a credential issued by the government. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate could get underway moments after President-elect Biden takes the oath of office. Congressman Peter Meyer, a Michigan Republican, voted to impeach President Trump, and he says he may have just ended his political career.
I may very well have, but I think it's also important that we have elected leaders who are not thinking solely about what's in their individual self-interest, not what is going to be politically expedient, but what we actually need for the country.
Congressman Meyer was on ABC's This Week. The head of the World Health Organization says it's not right that young adults in rich countries are getting vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. This is AP News. Some are speaking out against Israel's plan to get more COVID-19 vaccine.
The Israeli government has struck a deal with drug giant Pfizer, promising to share vast troves of medical data in exchange for the continued flow of its hard-to-get vaccine. Some believe the deal is beneficial to the rest of the world because it would provide valuable research. But critics say the deal raises major ethical concerns alongside possible privacy violations. Many note that Palestinians have to wait longer to be inoculated. I'm Karen Chamas.
A judge in Moscow has ordered Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to remain in custody for 30 days, according to his spokesman. He flew to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Two teenagers in Greece are in jail, charged with attacking a subway station master in Athens, who told them to put on masks before boarding a train. They are 15 and 17 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.